Schools return won't be easy. Calderdale schools are ready to receive pupils when the new education year starts, but councillors are warning the return will not be easy. Children are set to go back to the borough's primary and secondary schools on September the 7th, amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Council staff and other partners have worked closely with headteachers to make sure schools are ready. Members of Calderdale Council's Children and Young People's Scrutiny Board recently heard. Some board members said it had to be recognised it would not be easy and challenging issues, for example, if a bubble had to be put into isolation, would arise. Councillor Anne Collins, Labour Ovenden, said an incredible amount of hard cooperative work had been done to get schools prepared. But I am really concerned that it is not going to be an easy thing to do, and we shouldn't play down how difficult it will be to admit these children in a week's time, she said. It was going to be difficult with, for example, around 1,800 pupils going back to Calderdale's biggest schools, and it would be naive to think otherwise, she said. I am really, really anxious, and our next meeting will be a very interesting one to see how entry to school has gone, and I don't think we should pretend it is going to be easy, said Councillor Collins. Mark Randall, the Council's Assistant Director for Education and Inclusion, said guidance issued on face coverings for secondary school pupils was being taken into account. Schools are finalising arrangements for opening. Be assured, heads are working on their final plans, he said. Mr. Randall said strategies were in place to support children and head teachers would be communicating with parents in the coming days. The board had previously heard social distancing measures were in place, additional cleaning strategies, staggered starts and finishes to the school day were planned, health guidance, including washing of hands, was being promoted, and the creation of bubbles, where children were together with their peers, but kept apart from other bubbles, including at school start and end times. Bubbles are likely to consist of a class at primary level, but a year group at secondary level. Additional details have been provided to schools about face coverings, including exemptions and support for exempted children who did not need to wear them. Councillor Sarah Courtney, Labour Calder, asked about how schools would continue if there was an outbreak of COVID-19 at a school and children and staff had to isolate, for example, a mix of face-to-face and online learning. Mr. Randall said schools were aware they needed to be open and make up for lost time educationally. It's important to say that any full closure will be very much a last resort, he said. In case of need to isolate a pupil, careful consideration would be used to reach the right decision in terms of the child, the bubble, and the prevention of wider transmission of the virus, he said.